Blog Talk Radio. Yeah. Good morning. Good evening. Good afternoon. My brothers and sisters on Facebook, YouTube. Are we on the website? You know if we're on the website or not?
We're on two YouTubes and
boom, yeah. Straightway Live.
Straightway Live, yeah. And the Facebook, one Facebook.
Mm. Hallelujah. I greet you all. Did you find that book?
Romans 2:15.
Yeah. Tonight, I greet you all in the sweet presence of the strong, the victorious, and mighty, overcoming name of our soon coming King Yahshua HaMashiach, Jesus Christ. Greetings, Israel. We're back. We're here. And you better believe it. Live and direct. And we are going to be talking about the falling away and the shadiness of wicked men in Israel, namely an elder, used to be an elder in the ministry, Elder Austin. We're going to talk about that tonight. And we're going to show y'all exactly what's going on. Not only that, we're going to show you how that when people toy around with the world, sing, dance, pipe, harp with the devil, that their testimony starts to change. Now, the last time I checked, I'm still in the same place I've always been. What do you think, Teach?
Amen.
You still in the same place you've always been?
Yes, and ever growing.
And I'm still in the same place, and I haven't stopped being in this place whatsoever at all. So we're going to show you the maturation of falling away. I'm going to show you what happens when people's testimony change. I did find it ironic. Astute. Austin Kyle, astute. I did find it ironic that, and I want y'all to see something. I'm going to use this as a teaching tool, and I'm going to pray, and I'm going to go ahead and take off my head covering. Here, I'm going to pray that this becomes a teaching tool and a warning to all and for all. And for the sole purpose, what was that first, what is that? I asked,
Romans 2:16.
Romans chapter 2. You got your scriptures, you need to come there with us now. And you know how we do things, we prove all things, we hold fast to that which is good. But we're going to show you what happens when a spirit comes into people. And what happens? I don't see what it says, I say the truth. My conscience also bearing me witness. That ain't it. But, I want to show you how that when you forsake the fellowship and it's become a mannerism. Hallelujah. Monkey Bastard in the house. Foxworth in the house. Thank y'all for y'all gifts. Y'all turn to Romans chapter 9. And I want everybody to get their pen, pencil, and I want everybody to listen to what's about to be said here. Because it's amazing the type of spirit that enter into these people. Now, I'm going to say this once. I said it once, said it a thousand times, I'm going to say it again. It is amazing. We are still in the same place we always have been. And it's amazing the type of spirits that enter into people. Mm-hmm. That try to, you know, continue to think on, they can sport themselves, use the ministry of Yah, and think that they're never going to be discovered and found out. And believe me, I've discovered a whole lot about this elder. What I want to say to you people as the saints, I'm going to say it again. You know, it's always been a standard operating procedure in Straightway. If you are at a community, or if you're at a home fellowship, or if you are attending a fellowship, and you've seen something coming from a leader that seems out of pocket, you pick up that phone, area code 615-688-3025, and you report what you believe to be out of pocket. Now, however, you better make sure that you're reporting something that is definitely out of pocket. And we will take care of it from there because we believe in accountability. Because we know that sometimes when there are leaders, rogue leaders, who like taking advantage of the people, who like intimidating the people, coercing the people, confusing the people, pitting people one against the other, we know sometimes that, because we're leaders, and I've seen it once, I've seen it a thousand times, I've seen it with Sarah, didn't you, R.G. Sarah?
Yes.
So there's a certain influence that leaders have that they can abuse their office.
Oh, yeah.
And we are here for checks and balances. Now, I'm sure y'all saw the video with Elder Rufus and Brother Daniel. But anytime somebody's doing something like that, I don't care who it is. Don't let them play reverse psychology on you. Do like Elder Mitch said, our snitch game is good. You pick up that phone and call it and let us deal with it. Let us deal with it. We know how to deal with it a whole lot better than you. We understand that sometimes people use fear and intimidation and coercion. And we realize that we're in that kind of time. But it shouldn't be once named amongst us, especially those of us who are called saints. So, right now, we cannot, in all good conscience, recommend anybody to the Straightway South Carolina Assembly. It's all jacked up. Elder Austin has chosen to go to the devil, serve the devil. Now, he may tell you different. But we're going to give you the proof to see who testimony has changed, because our testimony remains the same, and we're still in the same place. It is amazing, though, when you have these spirits enter into you, you no longer are trustworthy, you no longer reliable, there's no longer any justiceness and righteousness that's with you. But if we've seen this once, we can say it again. We've seen it a thousand times. Look, it ain't only people fall away, but leaders fall away. Now, they will not tell you that they have fallen away. But that's why you have to know people by their fruit. And we're going to let his own words, of the way he used to speak in the past, and now that I reproved him, rebuked him, and corrected him. And mind you, he's running. He's running from judgment. He's ran from, and the only time he ever wants to talk to me is when it's convenient to him. He doesn't have the honor and respect for, as a man, to speak man to man. As a matter of fact, I didn't even know he was pretty damn cowardly. I didn't know that. And it's sad. So he decided that he's not going to sit before the elders, and the reason being is because he knows that what we're going to question him on, we got him. I told y'all, there ain't no such thing as favoritism in this. And all you people down there in South Carolina, especially you kin folks, Sister Angela, Sister Christina, I ain't going to say nothing too much about the wife, Sister Sierra, or his other wife, Sister Allison, that he claims to have given a bill of divorce. I don't, but he has no grounds. But it's a sad, sad situation. It's a very, very sad thing. And why do I speak the way I do and speak like this? You know, let's go to Romans chapter 1, verse 9, teaching. Let's go ahead and let's read it, all right?
Or 9:1.
9, what I say?
You said 1-9.
Oh, 1-9. Romans chapter 9, verse 1, please. Come on with it.
I say the truth in Christ.
In who?
In Christ.
Say the truth in Messiah and do what?
I lie not.
You're not going to hear Pastor Dow stretching nothing, lying, in any way, shape, fashion, or form. I'm coming right down the middle. Now, there are some things that it is not even lawful for us to even speak about. You know what I mean? Some things just better off not said, but we're going to use this as a teaching tool to help Israel out so that y'all can understand that we mean business in this. And like I said, I want to say it a thousand times, we still in the same place. We ain't changed one bit except from faith to faith and glory to glory.
Yeah.
We're not trying to go out into the world and be some type of entrepreneur, deceiving people. And as a matter of fact, I heard that. I heard Brother Quick tell me that the other day. He said there are people out there that haven't even hunted one day in their life, and they're going to make some type of videos and sell videos for hunting instruction. Can you believe that mess? Deceiving the people. And so here's this elder that also says that he had a business, sold it for a lot of money. You know, he was doing independent sheetrock and drywall. But for some reason, can't get that sheetrock and drywall up on that home down there in South Carolina.
Yeah.
We're also going to give out the address, too, to that place, but not tonight, but here in the near future. It depends on how things run. I want y'all to go and see the finished work, or some of the work that we've done and we still have not yet finished. And it don't look like we're going to finish. So he said, if I gave him a number, a price, that's what he said. He tried to dictate the narrative. You know what I mean? He tried to tell you what he wanted to do. Shot him a price again. I ain't heard nothing back from him again. I ain't heard a word. So I know that he's going to be telling his mother one thing. He's going to be telling Christina another. And that's because they have a soul ties with him. But I want y'all to remember Pastor Dow. And I want you to think back over the years, over 14 years. Whenever have you all have ever seen me change from the person that I am? It's amazing that when I reprove and rebuke and correct somebody else, everybody's like, oh, help us, Jesus. Amen. Hallelujah. But when it comes to your backyard, all of a sudden, Pastor Dow, he's a toxic control freak. You know what I mean? All of a sudden, he's going to falsify information and lie on people. And all this stuff comes up all of a sudden. Now, mind you, I wasn't that way when I was dealing with somebody else.
Uh-huh.
But now that I'm dealing with you, all of a sudden, I'm that way.
Mm-hmm.
No, look at the devil, and the devil is a lie. I'm going to tell you, I'm going to say it once, say it a thousand times, and say it again, I'm still in the same place. Still in the same place. And mind you, and I'm going to say this just for the sole fact that you people can understand the type of ministry that we're in. Now, we are a very simple people. Yet while being simple, don't take us as a fool. I've told you over the years that judgment is coming. Didn't I say that? But see, the problem is this, is that the Most High, he often tells people, he gives warning before destruction. And he tells people, and the whole purpose of that is to give you time to get yourself together, to give you time to get yourself right. So even though I'm speaking about the tactics and the stupidity of what Elder Austin is doing, mind you, I want y'all to just pay attention to the spirit of what I'm saying. And don't let the fear of God depart from your heart. Isn't that about right? So here we are, here tonight. And we're going to speak about a wicked way. And I say it again, it's amazing how that I'm wrong until I get to you. I'm right until I get to you. That's the sole purpose. The Bible says, you know, the Most High even says, come, let us reason together. That's what the Most High says.
Yes.
And it says, can two walk together unless they agree? Now, mind you, that's with us coming to the Most High. Don't you know the Most High teaches us the same thing?
Oh, yeah.
If you got an ought against your brother,
yeah,
you go to him and him alone.
Oh,
I ain't have no alt. He's already placed and put distance in there.
Yes.
How many times did we put out the, I mean, just common sense, if you are an elder or leader in his ministry, be at the feast.
Be at the feast, yes.
How is it that every elder and pastor in his ministry can all comply and obey that but Elder Austin?
Mm-hmm.
Is he exempt? Does he have some type of special privileges or something like that?
No diplomatic immunity, nothing like that.
And I say it again. We have attorneys, lawyers in this ministry as simple as we are. We have doctors in this ministry as simple as we are. We have day traders, Wall Street, in this ministry as simple as we are. We have nurses, engineers. Are you following me? As simple as we are. We have, I can't tell you how many PhDs is in this ministry. The world, they consider that the zenith, accolades. I mean, oh, now, are they dumb and stupid? Or what the hell is going on? We have people that have been to the highest height and levels of professional sports that have made millions of dollars, and they've seen it all. We have war veterans who know what it means to put their ass on the line for you, to make sure that you are afforded your civil liberties, your constitutional rights. We have war veterans. We have veterans that are special skills. Navy SEALs, Army Rangers, U.S. Army paratroopers. Then we have just regular Army and regular military, Marines, Navy, Air Force. We have all that. We have mothers who have chosen, women who have chosen the high calling in the universe, saint, and being mothers to raise Israel's seed. We have women who have degrees that have chosen to forsake a six-figure income, gave it all up to be a chaste keeper at home.
Yes.
Y'all getting it? Homemakers, construction workers, retail workers. The ministry is full of everything. Everything, I mean everything. So, don't think that for one instance that there's something wrong with us, because if there's something wrong with us, then there's something wrong with the whole damn thing then. Last I checked, we're still healing the sick, cleansing the leper, raising the dead, and casting out devils. Now, let me also say this. I got a report the other day that the majority of the people who are passing away because of this COVID-19 are obese people. Large, heavy-set people who already have a lot of breathing problems. Their body can't take it. It just simply can't take it. I would also add to say that, you know, here at Straightway, we haven't batted an eye. The only time we missed a feast was last year, Passover. Other than that, we've been feasting and kept on going and been right on through it. And there was a lot of things that people went through this last one. And we've sat and watched the Most High God heal Mom Muncie. The last time I got a testimony, Sister V's is doing well. There's quite a few people that have now achieved what the CDC calls herd immunity. We have somebody here verifying. My uncle died of it. He was obese. See, there we go. Obese. And I just had another brother confirm for me that he had a man that he knew, 37 years old, passed away because he was obese. obese. We had Mother Lillian. She's here with us, 85 years old. Exercises still. The only time I haven't seen her exercise is when she had a touch of that COVID. You know, in 85, man, that's pretty heavy risk at 85. And the Most High God, because she's in good health, takes care of herself, she's far from obese.
Yes.
A long way from obese. At 85 years old, we all wish we could be in that shape. Takes good care of herself, eats well, eats healthy and exercises.
Mm-hmm.
She came right on through it. Right on through it with flying colors. I know most people get upset at me, and you think I have a personal vendetta against people who are extremely overweight. But let me say this. A woman is not supposed to weigh more than a man. Any man, as far as that goes. But I did a video and I haven't uploaded yet. The average man in the United States of America eats between 2,000 and 2,500 calories a day. And in order for a woman to be in optimum health, she eats, at least the average, is 1,200 calories a day. Don't give me this shit about is she white, is she black, is she Puerto Rican, is she Japanese, is she Chinese. I'm just telling you, the whole world ain't fat and obese like America and England, London. See, we become so accustomed to women making excuses in this society right here. I'm going to upload that video. I'm going to put it on Patreon. But ain't nothing funny about what I'm saying at all.
No.
And don't give me this shit, it's the food and all that, and all this amount of calories that you're consuming and the lack of exercise and movement.
Mm-hmm.
Even old Rada, who I sent a shout out, who actually knows more about family structure and being married than a lot of you Israelites out there. She showed this disgusting picture of her when she was 80 pounds overweight. And then she showed where she was at today, and she's in good shape. And she, the one thing she said, her husband loved her even when she was overweight. Now, like I said, it's proven that usually men do not dissolve relationships and leave women, but women usually leave men. And especially when it comes to divorce.
Yes.
You see what I mean? No honor whatsoever at all. No honor whatsoever at all. So don't, hey, obesity is a sin. The Bible even tells you that.
Mm-hmm.
And so why is it that there's always these popular subjects that we love talking about? You whoremonger, you liar. And you know what trips me out more than anything? We start talking about biblical marriage, about religion. The first thing these people run to is because of their own offense, and all of a sudden they become scholars. They pick out 1 Timothy 3 and Titus and Deuteronomy 17:17. They pick out all the so-called verses and scriptures that will agree with their argument, but then when you look behind the words that is presented to you, they either really, truly need their foot surgically removed from their mouth.
Yes. Yes.
But then they ignore that the Most High Yah is a polygynist.
Yes.
They ignore that the Most High Yah made laws, rules, guidelines.
Mm-hmm.
Not only that, he sanctioned it, and out of his own mouth, he even told a man out of his own heart, if you would have wanted more, I would have given to you. All you had to do was ask. That's the Most High God. So go ahead and kick against the pricks all you want. Well, here we are. We are in Romans 9:1 again. Teach, we had a little bit of time in there. We done broke it down, so let's go. We done got finished with the greetings of it, so let's roll with this. Come on with it.
I'm saying the truth in Christ.
Uh-huh.
How did I not?
And what is happening?
My conscience.
Your what?
Conscience.
Your what?
Conscience.
Your conscience is doing what?
also bearing me witness.
Your conscience is bearing you witness, and how is your conscience bearing you witness?
In the Holy Spirit.
In the Holy Spirit. You get that? Read on.
I have great heaviness.
I have great what?
Heaviness.
And what else?
And continual sorrow.
Continual what?
Sorrow.
Where?
In my heart.
In your what?
In my heart.
Come on.
For I wish that myself were accursed from Christ for my brethren.
For my brethren, my kinsmen, according to the what?
According to the flesh.
Who are
Israelites.
And who pertaineth
to the adoption.
And
the glory.
And
the covenant.
And
the giving of the law.
And
the service of Yah.
And
the promise.
Whose
are the fathers, and of whom are concerning the flesh Messiah came.
Isn't that a mess? Isn't that something? Read on.
Who is over all, Yah blessed forever. Amen.
Amen. Verse 6.
Not as though the word of Yah has taken no effect.
Uh-huh.
For they
are what?
Are not all Israel.
Which
are of Israel.
So just because someone has claimed they're Israel don't mean that they are Israel. All right, they are not Israel, okay? It's amazing how our words come back to bite us. Are you following me? They come back and they bite the living fire out of us, especially when we're running dirty.
Mm-hmm.
Man, do they bite, and they bite hard. What do you say? Some people say they bite like an antler, right? Well, who's changed? Pastor Dowell is still in the same place he's been. I'm getting older.
Yeah.
But I'm getting better as the years go by.
Yep, you remain.
I'm still remaining steadfast.
Mm-hmm.
No discharge in this war.
Oh, nope.
I still have held fast my testimony. I have not forsaken the fellowship of the assembly.
Still fighting good fights.
Still fighting a good fight of faith, laying hold of eternal life.
Yes.
And you know, it's amazing because Elder Rufus had a brother, did a video, and he thought that he was literally being rejected by the ministry. Because Elder Doug recommended that his brother go to Straightway South Carolina Fellowship.
Yes.
And the fellowship needs to repent too. Because see, it's been years since they have consistently met in fellowship. They ain't been keeping the Sabbath together. Nobody knew it. And you people down there in South Carolina, you're not complicit in it. You are actually aiding and abetting. Why didn't y'all tell us that y'all were not meeting on the Shabbat? Huh? Good evening. Just got finished saying some good words about you too, Rob. I sure did. And what a transformation. I know your husband is proud of you. But y'all sorry, folks. You're looking at a people that has forsaken all, has given all. And we're not playing around and toying around. We're not playing no games whatsoever at all. And this man thought that he was literally forsaken and rejected by the ministry all because Elder Austin lied and would not contact him. The man lived within an hour of the place. And guess what? He got in touch with Elder Rufus, and yet he is content with driving 4 hours to go to fellowship. To go to fellowship. Listen, man. You're looking at a ministry who the Most High Yah has his hands on. Heal the sick, cleanse the leper, raise the dead. And how many people, Brother Saint, have the Most High Yah allow me to bring back from death? It's been 2, 3?
Ooh, yeah, about 2, I think.
What other preachers you say can actually say that? Now, I know the power. It's Yahshua. He's the one that's doing it.
Yeah.
Because without him, we can do nothing.
Amen.
Let me set that record straight right now.
Definitely.
Without him, we can do nothing.
Nothing.
Who keeps the commandments, live holy, live set apart. And our sisters, they mean business. I mean business. It's a shame of what's going on. And then we had Daniel Muir, who had another brother. Who just come from the Hebrews and Negroes conference. He only lived within an hour or two. of Greenville, South Carolina, tried to contact him for fellowship, couldn't do it. And you know what? He was content at driving 6 hours to go to Elder Rufus and them in Straightway, Georgia down there. Now, if you got somebody right there close to your own backyard, and the people saying that they can't contact you, yet when I confront this elder, he says that they can, and they're lying, it ain't the truth. And yet and still, I see the here's the fruit of it. What are you going to do? You're going to bleed these brand new people who don't even have a dog in a race, don't even have a horse in a race, they don't even know what the world is. They're just trying to find fellowship. They can't even do it. And then I got all these saints in South Carolina running just as dirty as the elder by not reporting him. I told you, in this ministry, ain't nobody above judgment.
No.
Don't nobody get by. You running dirty, we want to find out, but if we don't find it, I'll tell you one thing, you can better be sure that your sins will find you out. We believe in accountability. Now, let me take you to the words of Elder Austin when he says that people are selfish and non-trustworthy. That's the word that he said. All right, so check this out right here. Selfish and non-trustworthy. This is what he said right here. Listen.
I think the people are extremely selfish, self-centered today. That's a big part of it for sure. Also, they don't think people can be trusted for some reason.
Mm.
Well, the reality, you know, the reality is if you put forth that you're a trustworthy person,
right,
most people will give you that same respect. But, yeah, the people just, they're so divided mentally. Based on what society has done to us, has taught us that we should be based, you know, focused on individualism rather than unity. And they try to come over here, and what they want is they want the benefits of brotherly love,
right?
But they don't want the requirements to, you know, to put forth so that they have to be, you know, show their love themselves and whatever. So
well, I'll be that.
I think that's what it is. I think it's just stuff for
them. You know, the Bible teaches that if you're going to have friends, the first thing you need to do is show yourself friendly. And we don't have that going today. You know, the Bible also talks about forsake not the assembly together as the manner of some is. So when we read the Bible, we look at Israel as a whole. We saw that Israel, when they came out of Egypt, where were they together or apart? They were together. When we go over and jump all the way over in the book of Acts, and we see what the apostles did when they know what they do. They took all the proceeds, laid it, the people did it, the apostles' feet, and everything. Were they together or were they apart?
Together.
But today, what we want to do is still, we want to be Israel, we want to be what we call brothers and sisters and stuff, but we want to do it while I'm doing my own individual prayer.
And that's something. And that is the truth, isn't it? We want to be doing this while we're doing our own individual things. So at this time, can we assume that Elder Austin is probably dealing with some type of bipolar disorder or something? Or was he telling the truth then? And if he was telling the truth then, what changed?
True.
Because he still don't have that same testimony today.
Come on.
What changed? I mean, like I said, your words, boy, ooh-wee, do they come back and they bite. They bite hard. Extremely hard they do. Mm-hmm. Extremely hard they do. And we got to ask ourselves a bunch of questions. Now, if words don't come back to bite you, let's see what he says about Yah's way and people dealing secretly and not being open. Because we don't do nothing in the corner. Do we do anything in the corner? We're open book. Easy to be read of all men. So let's see what he got to say on this one right here, doing things secretly. Let's see what he's saying.
And until we really get this thing, I think it's going to take something dramatic to happen.
It is.
Individualized. Yeah. For it to really sink in for most people that they got to do it Yah's way. It's just not going to work doing it the way you want things to go. Have your own benefit. You don't want people to know all your business. You want to be secretive, so you keep a distance. You got fear, afraid of somebody hurting you, so you keep distance. There's a million reasons people just don't choose to join in that unit.
Mm-hmm.
And the devil just, he's divided.
I do know what. Now, ain't that amazing? Did y'all hear what he's worth? You heard what he said, right? Being secretive.
Yeah.
What have you been doing, Elder? Being secretive, ain't you? What have you been doing? And why is it that some of you brothers and sisters down there, you can't even, you will choose Jamario and all y'all people, y'all can choose to sit down and listen to this right here. And this when he was in a good spirit.
Yes. Right mind, yeah.
Now he's dishonoring his father right here in the face.
Yeah.
At 19 years old, Elder Austin came to me. He had asthma. He used to have one of those breathing apparatuses. He heard about me laying hands on people and casting demons out of folks and them getting healed. And I cast their spirit out of him. He went home asthma free. And he's been free of asthma ever since. So much so that it even got his mother to come to the faith because he got healed. Sister Angela, will you also leave me? Most people do leave when it comes to their children. My baby. You better be with Jesus and hope he's your baby. Huh? I'm telling you. Is it not amazing how these words come back and bite? Bite hard and bitterly. Huh? I mean, these things, I mean, we have to make a conclusion here. Is he clothed and is he in his right mind? Is he telling the truth? Because we were down there building straightway with South Carolina. I got over an hour and 30 minutes of video up here showing you to where myself, Elder Doug, Brother Scott, Brother Brent, Elias, are you following me? Brother Vernon, we went there countless of times. And when we would go there, we would spend weeks, a week there, a week each time. Are you following me? Pastor Dowell and the ministry of Straightway, we bought the land for $18,000, out of which Straightway put up $12,000, and I put $12,000 cash in Mother Zaza's hand, and Mother Zaza met and handed it straight to Elder Austin. Did y'all people in the assembly down in South Carolina know that? Sure did. And I can't tell you how many times that I've given him $10,000 here, $20,000 there. As a matter of fact, the last time I actually gave him $10,000, I believe, was this last December. And this one, he asked if he could get a loan for $10,000. Because what we were doing was pouring money, time, energy, and effort into what we know to be Israel.
Yes.
We wasn't building this place for him and his family. We're building it for Israel.
Yes.
That land belongs to Yah.
Yeah.
That's how we do things.
Yes.
That's how we do things here. And I can't tell you how much building material. I can't tell you how much gas. I can't tell you how much building material itself we bought and purchased. Matter of fact, I remember going down at one time with that black trailer, and we got four tires on it, and all four of them tires went flat because they were dry rod and stuff. We was on the interstate.
Yeah.
Changing tires, hoping to get to a place and got some brand new tires on it. And you know what we had in there? The whole entire, you know how heavy flooring is, right?
Yes.
Somebody figure up flooring for 2,400, 2,500 square feet. That's a lot of sheets of plywood there. That's a lot there. That's big, plus all of our equipment. You look on the video, our white old raggedy command trailer is still down there. How many ministers you know that do stuff like this? Still there. Tell me I'm lying. South Carolina. Tell me I'm lying, Elvin. Call me a liar and be a liar. You said that we sacrificed too much. You ain't sacrificed nowhere near what Straightway has. Nowhere near it. And the whole world needs to know this. Now, how many people you know, how many ministers do you know that does that? And Straightway, we do this all the time just so that saints can be debt-free. And he even going to talk about, you know, some people like accusing me of individualism. Some people like accusing me of micromanaging. But let's see what he says first about constant fellowship. Elder Austin.
Yeah, but twice a day. There's a total different type of togetherness. And one is when you live with your brothers and sisters. You understand what I mean? I get to see these people every single day, rub elbows with them every single day. And it's a real true family environment. Now, you and I, we are some distance apart, kind of like with other communities in Georgia and Kentucky.
that we're somewhat distant apart, but yet still we are close knit in community because we are constantly in fellowship with each other.
Absolutely.
Either I'm here or you're there or El Rupert's there or over here or brother or you're at Brother Al's or Brother Al's is here.
We're constantly in what?
Fellowship.
That's what he's saying, right? You hear him? Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Or, you know, I mean, it's just a real close group. It's a real close group. It is. It's a family environment, family thing, and there is trust there. There's trust there. Because, again, if you have a lot of these fears inside of you, they're inside of you. And you don't have to worry about it. If somebody is going to do you wrong, the community has a way to go ahead and get rid of that cancer.
Sure.
You know, that's a way to get rid of that cancer. But here's the thing. If everybody's following the commandments, if everybody's living holy, being holy, just like the book says, what problems do we have?
What problems do we have if everybody's living the book and following the commandments? Somebody asked, how can you sacrifice so much? Because he sacrificed so much for me.
It all.
See, what people don't understand, can I give you all a lesson here tonight? Can I teach you something? To put your mind in the right frame of mind. Can I teach y'all something? If I can teach you something, type in the word teach. Can I teach you something? That's all I want to do. Type in the word teach. Because this ain't the first time we've lost land.
Yes.
Brother Scott and him, he put up $40,000. And the people literally stole that land right off from under him, under his nose, him and Sister Angelica in California. And y'all reward him according to his ways.
Yes, much, please.
You see, what I've learned about this book is this. When I came this way, and like the majority of people that live in the straight way, when I came this way, the Most High Yah stripped me bare down to zero. I read in the book, he says, sell everything that you got. How is it that I can read it in a book and I'm convicted of it, but everybody else gets to ignore it?
Mm-hmm.
How is it that you can read it in a book, but everybody else can ignore it, but you get convicted?
Amen. Yes.
He told me to sell. I literally came to zero. I literally impoverished myself.
Yes.
Now I'm going to ask you a question. Then not the Bible says, though he were rich, he became poor.
Yes.
And that's not the same God that said, I own the cattle of 1,000 hills?
Yes.
The earth is mine?
Yes.
Huh? The earth is Yahweh and the fullness thereof?
Yes.
And yet he divested himself
of
everything.
Yes.
He would be a hypocrite, wouldn't he, if he expected more out of you than he was capable of producing himself, wouldn't he not? Well, since he's not a hypocrite, leading by example, whatever he requires of himself, he requires of his.
Yes.
And he says, unless a man forsake all that he has. I know Kenneth Copeland, your mama, your daddy, your preachers, everybody that say Jesus. I know in your mind, they all exempt from it, including you. But I thought when he said the one, he said all.
Mm-hmm.
And if Jesus said it, especially if it's red letter, he mean business.
Yeah.
He said, unless a man forsake all that he has, he cannot be my disciple.
Yeah.
Them words terrified me. So I moved with fear to the saving of my house.
Yes.
Are you hearing me? I literally moved with fear. And I forsook all. So, trusting in the Most High Yah because I have nothing else to trust in. Did you? He took us from dirt, dust, poor. So I can't, forgive me if myself, Mother Carol, Teacher Shane, Deacon Bell, forgive us if we can't hear your murmurings and your complaints. Don't come up here expecting a hell of a lot of shit and you ain't sacrificed nothing. Stand down and shut up.
Yes.
And he has put a word in my mouth. A testimony.
Yeah.
Not only See, you have to understand. Straightway, we was just so content. At least we thought we were.
Yes.
We were being so simple and still being called everything under the sun.
Yes.
How is it, teacher, that everybody in the world can exercise freedom of speech and freedom of religion,
yes,
but us?
Come on.
Why did that all those people, everybody out in the world, get disturbed when we start keeping the commandments?
Mm-hmm.
We don't go messing around and bother them because they want to worship the sun on Sunday.
Yeah.
Because they want to bow down to pagan statues and idols.
True.
We don't trouble it. Why are you so offended at us? I know what it is. Because our righteousness reflects on their corruption.
Yes.
And they're claiming to be God's sheep, but they're all dirty gray.
Dirty gray.
And they feel good when they're around other people that are dirty.
Yes.
Been there, done it. And everything that I say tonight, I say it with all humility. Because he took us to zero and built us up from nothing.
Yes.
Where were you at? What have you sacrificed? Oh, I sacrificed my job. Oh, I sacrificed my career. Oh, I sacrificed my car note. Oh, I sacrificed, you ain't shut the hell up. The Bible says that Abraham went out knowing nothing, not even knowing where he was going.
Yes.
Went out not even knowing where he was going.
That's his father's house. Yep.
I'm talking to men.
Yes.
M-E-N. I'm not talking to women. I'm talking to men. You think these people are supposed to be leaders. You people full of testosterone. The women follow the men. So everything I'm saying in this vein tonight, I'm talking to you, man. How is it that everybody else can do that? So are we following the wrong Jesus? Because we're reading the same book that they're reading. The difference is we're obeying it. And so the Most High said, too much is given, much is required.
Yes.
So the reason why that when we buy lands,
yeah,
and when we buy homes,
yes,
the Bible says the poor have the gospel preached unto them. You think the poor is the people who are sitting on the side of the road saying that they're Vietnam vets and saying they're homeless and making $60,000 a year begging. You think the poor is people who live up under bridges and stuff and in tent cities. But my Bible tells me that the poor are the ones who have the gospel or the message or the good news preached unto them. So, in forsaking all, can Yah, will Yah, can he provide? I mean, I heard Job said, the Lord giveth. And the Lord taketh away. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Most of you quote that stuff, but you don't know what it means. You don't know what it means to have nothing and just trust in him.
Yes.
You don't know what it means to go to zero.
Amen.
To where you possess everything that the world has.
Yes.
And now you don't have nothing.
Amen.
Mother Carol been with me through thick and thin. I mean, can you imagine in this feminist society where the women are masculine today? Can you think of a woman that would actually follow her man? Say, because I'm telling her, the Most High lead me this way. Most High ain't talking to her. He's talking to me. Mm-hmm. What? We gonna do what? Yeah, that's what we gonna do. Some of you would have bitched. Jezebel. Wouldn't you? You would have bitched your ass to death, wouldn't you? Come on. I can tell you this, she ain't never deterred me from serving God.
Amen.
Through all of our of being fallible and flawed.
Yes.
Never deterred.
Never.
Let the church say amen. Damn it. So, when Yah turns around and gives to us, because
yes,
we had like 30-something people on his land, we thought that we was just going, we good.
Yes.
We good. We're going to be on our little simple homestead. We had our little 14 acres. We've had people we've buried right up here in our little cemetery. We're going to join them and see you resurrection morning.
Yes.
But then the Most High God thundered in my ear and said, make yourself known. So I mediocrely, you know what I mean, made myself known. He rebuked me. I know that voice. I ain't getting too many of them. When y'all speak, he means business. Well, I didn't hear. All you got to do is buy their fruit. You should know them.
Yes.
So is the devil talking to me? Because if the devil talking to me, then the kingdom divided against itself cannot stand. Why would the devil talk to someone that's going to teach people how to be delivered from demons? To be healed and set free. To be obedient and keep the commandments. A devil ain't going to tell you to do nothing like that. A devil's going to teach you something to justify your prideful self. To have one foot in the world and one foot in the kingdom. That's what the devil's going to do. The devil's going to make you feel good in this world. That's what the devil's going to do. So when the Most High Yah start putting money in my hands, we have food and rain with content, right?
Yes.
Yah blessed us, so he made us, see if you ever heard his word before, stewards over his heritage.
Yes.
Well, that man, certain man came and he went and dealt out a few pennies, a few talents to people. Mm-hmm. Expecting some return on his investment when he comes.
Yes.
The Most High Yah didn't put all his lands, homes, give us the ability, bless us with the labor of our hands.
Yes.
He didn't put all this talent in us so we could waste it on ourselves.
No.
This is about his kingdom.
Amen.
That's what it's about.
Yes.
And so we have found out that there's been five that are wise and there's five that are foolish. You ever heard that before? And we have been damn good stewards over y'all there. That's the reason why, as stewards, we're going to give an account. And y'all sees, that's y'all's land that we spend that money on in South Carolina.
Yes. That's the intent, yes.
This is y'all's land here in Tennessee.
Yes.
And now we have the lands that are being put into a foundation. Nobody's going to own nothing. Y'all owns everything. The lands, the cars, the homes, the houses, all of it. So what he does is he moves up on righteous, holy people.
Amen.
And they give. Because the Bible says, and most of you still don't get this till today. And you never will get it. You think when you got something in your hand, it's secure.
Mm-hmm.
That's when you're going to squander it the most.
Yes.
But the book says give.
Yes.
And it shall be given to you. So you know how much we've given by how much is given to us.
Yes.
Good measure. Press down. Shaken together and running over. Watch this. Shall men give into your bosom. Y'all raise up other faithful people because we have given.
Yes.
And have a track record of giving.
Yes.
Then y'all turns around, and like in a round-robin way, he turns around and have other people that sees the work, have testimony to it, and respect.
Yes. Yes.
And honor.
Respect.
And they give to us.
Yes.
Because why? We gave. Why are we receiving the blessings of eternal life? Because y'all so love the world.
Yes.
That he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish but have everlasting life. And believing is not mental sin. Believing has to do with let your works testify.
Yeah.
Work out your soul's salvation with fear and trembling. You better believe it. It's more than just a mental abstract thought. You got to have something that's going to testify what you believe in. Can y'all feel the anointing? Can y'all feel it?
Give it all.
Can y'all feel it? Now you understand what it means to let a man forsake
all
that he
has.
He cannot be my disciple. That's it. He can't be a taught one.
All.
So obviously, Straightway is his top one.
Yeah.
Show me another ministry out there that is doing it. I challenge you to show me another ministry in the United States of America that fits this bill. So we expect to be slandered, accused, falsely accused. You go every week there's somebody coming up and making a new video about Pastor Dow. Every week. But you know what? I receive it. You know why? Woe unto you when men speak well of you. So I receive that. So, believe it or not, for those of you that are ordained to eternal life, whenever Ruach move up on you, you better not ignore that voice. You better give. Because he is the one that owns everything. You wouldn't have what you got if it wasn't for him giving you life and breath and strength.
Yes.
So we take this stuff very serious. We are stewards, and we don't want to put our money in a bag with holes.
No.
We're going to have to give an account of our stewardship.
Yes.
So forgive us if you don't mind. And mind you, you're talking to a ministry. I know y'all gonna get upset at this, but I'm gonna tell you right now, we practice what we preach. The Bible teaches you to owe no man nothing but to love them. Elder Austin, you owe me. You owe this ministry. If you think you can take advantage of us and get away with it, you got another thing coming. I'll say the same thing that all the rest of these pigs that are forsaking Yah has said. We'll find out real quick, fast, in a hurry, who's Yah's men.
Yep.
Didn't Moses say that too with Korah, Dathan, and Abiram?
Oh, yeah.
They rose up, boasted themselves, arrogant. Can you believe that this young man, who he is 1 week older than my oldest son, I've taken under my wing.
Mm-hmm.
I've taught him, mentored him.
Yes.
Every place he's ever moved, I've been there to help them build.
Yes.
I've loved his family.
Yes.
Loved his children. Showed nothing but love to them. And all I get back in return is piss and shit. The Bible even teaches when the spirit of a ruler rises up,
yes,
does it teach you to get arrogant, get boastful, become heady and high-minded? I mean, if it says rebuke not an elder, I'm more of an elder than Elder Austin is. Am I not yet 50 years old? Am I not classified as an elder? I promise you one thing. I've done a hell of a lot more for him than he's ever done for me. Ask him.
Amen.
Where is my honor? What's wrong with me calling for my honor? Do I not deserve honor?
Yes.
Do we not deserve honor?
Yes.
Why do we have to get so much disrespect in return? Hey, does not a father chasten his son?
Mm.
What do you think about a child if you rebuke them and chasten them, and then they buck up against you and speak evil and arrogancy toward you and ignore you and like you ain't nothing? What would you think about that? Come on, Angela Barmore, Sister Angela Barmore, Sister Christina, what would y'all think about that? You still listen to the same righteous man as I always been. I'm still in the same place. Come on, Sierra. I'm still in the same place that I've always been.
Amen.
And continue to keep getting perfected. Because we're stewards.
Yeah.
Listen, you're talking about Straightway, Tennessee. We have zero debt. We're obeying the word. And Yah continues to keep blessing because we obey. We went from 14 acres of land to now we have 101 acres of land. We went from one community. So now we did have 11. Now we're back to 10 again. But when one went out, another one came in. And He mentioned something thereabouts. Micromanaging. You know what I mean? He will clearly tell you that I don't micromanage. But yet, in one post that he did, you know how people make posts and they're making subliminal jabs because they don't have the testicular fortitude to come forth and speak as a man?
Yeah.
You understand what I mean?
Speak riddles or something.
Speak riddles, you know what I mean? You know, throwing jabs, throwing rocks in high and hands. Yeah. Let's see. And let's listen real, real close. We're going to play this for a few minutes, okay? See what his own words had to say. We're going to start it all. Let's go over here to right here.
Come from different geographical locations, and we all will come together to help out another family, another of our brothers and sisters, so that they don't have to pay the world. And we can put the money back into the community. But what it is wrong. It's wrong because, again, it's individualism. You can't find it in the Bible. But people are content being this way. And then they wonder why, cause when they look at straightway, that they long for what we have, yet they're not willing to do it.
As a void inside a man, when you focus on being individualized, when you live that individualism style of life, there's a void there. There's an emptiness inside. When you see unity and you see brotherly love, genuine love, you long for it. You can't help it no matter who you are. And I think that's what people want, but they don't want to do what's necessary to get it.
Let's talk about micromanagement, okay? People, they see, a lot of times I get judged by the demeanor of my video. Mm-hmm. And people don't understand communication.
Right.
They don't understand that there's a dynamic to every single time you're preaching. If I'm a football player, if you saw them walking out, let's say an NFL football player, if he wasn't a big-name football player, you would never even know he's a football player by the way he carries himself, the way he walks him down. But that's a totally different man once he's on that field.
Absolutely.
That's a job he has to accomplish. So a lot of times people, they think they understand me, they think they know me, they think they have passed about figured out by watching videos, and they're not understanding the truthfulness, the drive, the passion, the intent that I have in order to, because I know what it takes for people to get free. I know what it takes for people to get the oppression of this world off of them. So the mistake is they look at these videos, they hear and they see the way I respond and react, and they think they know me as a man.
All
me
saying that.
yeah, like you just said, the way you are on camera, what they don't know is when that camera cuts off, you're a totally different person.
Exactly.
A totally different person. You're a great leader, but I think people make the assumption that you micromanage everything,
mm-hmm.
You're yelling at everybody by every little thing,
mm-hmm.
And, you know, they get these thoughts in their mind that that's the type of leader you are, and they don't want that type of oppression.
Let me stop there for a second. So when did I stop being a great leader? When did I stop being a great leader, Elder Austin? Because I reprove you, rebuke you, because I require accountability of you, because you don't get no pass like anybody else, and you were in this ministry, and you chose to kick the traces because, you know, we are bringing you on the carpet.
Mm-hmm.
I've been on the carpet. You've been on the carpet.
Yes.
L. Doug been on the carpet. L. Rupert's been on the carpet. Almost every L been on the carpet. But you exempt. You special. What the hell? Let me continue on.
But in reality, when that camera cuts off, you don't micromanage nobody at all. None of that at all. You're there to give counsel and wisdom. If you want some advice, you always free to give it.
Mm-hmm.
But nevertheless, you're not just walking around dictating everything, telling everybody what to do. But the beautiful thing about it is, you know, if you see somebody run out in front of a bus, you're going to yell at them.
Exactly.
You're going to get hit with a bus, right? But, yeah, I mean, when that camera cuts off, you're a totally different person. And that's the funny part about it. Most people, they assume that you are a certain way. And it's just purely assumptions that they're making without any evidence whatsoever.
And then the last part, you have people who used to be part of us.
Mm-hmm.
And then they leave with bitter taste in their mouth because they either do something so outlandishly stupid,
right. And then the first thing you do is run to YouTube, social media, whatever, and give their two sides or their two cents of story. But I always tell people, you have no further to look than their lifestyle. It tells you everything you need to know.
Right.
Anytime somebody's murmuring, complaining about somebody else, look at somebody we done had somebody else that we have literally just put away from us because of their attitude.
Right.
And you know, and they kind of talk like this. That's another example of someone running out of here, laying charges, but they really truly have no charges to assess or lay.
Right. Yes, sir. True. Very true. And people are just very foolish. Very foolish. You got, what you're seeing is a lot of people, they come around, and it just goes back to when we started the conversation.
Mm-hmm.
People walk that, go to church on Wednesday, go to church on Saturday. Because when you're living like that, you're only seeing people with
it. And that is very comfortable because you can fake it for a certain amount of hours, one day a week. You got it. But when you're with somebody non-stop, eventually they're going to see you for who you really are.
That's true.
And you go on and think of it without just looking at them. And they have all these long intent in their heart. They want to use people and stuff. So it's sad, but it's true.
You know, the scriptures say iron sharpens iron.
Yes,
and again, they ain't gonna fake it till you make it. Not on the street. You ain't faking nothing. You ain't faking a damn thing out there. Nobody is. You understand what I mean?
So, here we are. And Chuck made a statement, my son, elder son, said, I didn't live long enough, basically, being an elder. Elder Rupert's retracted and said, I ain't got enough fruit for you to show. You understand what I mean? Which, yeah, people have to understand. When Elder Austin was around and we become an elder in his ministry, they were the first people that was with us.
Yes.
And the Bible teaches us that you have to appoint elders in every city. Now, mind you, Paul gave that instruction to Timothy, who was young, just like Elder Austin. He gave that instruction also to Titus, who was young, just like Elder Austin. He proved himself and showed himself to be God-fearing and worthy at that time. But we're going to hit the next phase of this to show you how that there are people who come into this and they fall away. So you can't sit up there and fault people for them changing course in the middle of it is because some people have turned around and let the lust of this world and the lust of the eyes and the pride of life consume them. They turned their back on y'all.
Yes.
Of course, now you would never get that testimony out of them because I ain't never seen nobody ever admit that they really turned it back on y'all. But they have. And we're going to go into that as well. I'm asking everybody, and mind you, y'all seen the other video that I put out there. This is the fruits of Straightway. This is the fruits of Straightway. He said it himself. You understand what I mean? He said it himself. And I tell you, my brothers and sisters, I don't even know how much else or how other way that you can actually call this. This is the last video that I'm going to play tonight here of Elder Austin, if I can find it here. The fruits of Straightway. That's what he said, right? The fruits of Straightway himself. I done got so many dang videos I went through up here, man. Oh, boy. See, that's the reason I keep telling y'all. You know, I'm here to try to teach the younger generation wisdom. To give them the best that I can. That's what I'm trying to do. But, you know, I can't do this if you're not going to. Listen, there is a chain of command. There's a rank structure that we all have to be up under in our life. I don't care if you're going out there working in the world. I don't care if you're in the Army. I don't care if you're in the NFL, the NBA. I don't care if you're a manager in the store. You have somebody over you. You have somebody under you. Why is all of a sudden when we come into the assembly, all of a sudden, where do you think the world got from? It was yourself who actually taught the Egyptian senators wisdom. Where do you think the world learned all this from?
Yeah.
They learned it from us, our ancient descendants.
Come on.
Hey, what is wrong with carte blanche and you don't have to be accountable to nobody. You got women fucking up against men and shit, speaking to, listen, woman, you got a head. You got a man. You're talking to God. He ain't God, but he is the one that's created in the image of Yah. And no, before you go off the deep end, don't toy around and play with me. Because didn't David also write, is it not written in your Psalms that you are all gods? I don't want to hear that mess. You're not toying around with a novice over here. That's why your pastor, and I'm going to ask, hey, you show me another pastor, elder, ministry. Show me one. Just one. One. That is doing what Straightway's doing in that level of obedience. I make my boast in Yah.
Absolutely.
I make my boast in Yah. Mm-hmm. We're going to finish up on Elder Austin on this, then we're going straight to the scripture here for a minute. But this is what he said is the fruits of Straightway. Let's listen. You want to hear it? That's what he said, teacher.
What you see behind me is the fruit of Straightway. Many ministries do a lot of talking, but one thing about this one, it produces the work, the labor that those who are vain speakers wish they could produce. That is the fruit of Straightway. The Bible says, for the harvest is plenty, but the laborers are few. And when you have some laborers, this is what you can produce. Check it out. You know, honestly, I can't say enough about the ministry of Straightway, this family that we have, and what we're doing for the brethren. I mean, to be able to be a part of something that's for the people of Yah, to be out here laboring in intensive heat, to be out here laboring with the brethren, and to see an example of what true love is by actions and not by words alone, it's just incredible. I can't say enough about the leaders, the brethren, the sisters, the ministry as a whole. It is an honor to be a part of something so unique, so special in 2017, because when you look around, you just don't see unity. You don't see love, compassion, caring, and more importantly, you don't see hard work. Especially in my generation. You don't see it at all. So to be able to be a part of something that is for the saints, it's just absolutely amazing to me. So this is for Israel. This is amazing, man. I can't say enough about Pastor Dow, Elder Dove, Uncle Vernon.
Wait a minute. This is for who? Israel. 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 Real. Me and Elder Doug would take turns because you got to have a lead. Mm-hmm. I'd go down there 1 week. Next time you know, next thing you know, Elder Doug go down there next week. Mm-hmm. And we'd be spending weeks there.
Yes.
You know what I mean? Weeks, a whole week. Getting bit up by all them damn mosquitoes and them red ants and everything else, man, coming back look like we've been in the Amazon. Mm-hmm.
Brother James, Brother Brett, Brother Scott, Brother Ron. I mean, it's just, I can go on and on. You know, I just can't say enough.
Hey, boy, come here, Brett.
I can't say enough about this guy. Because this guy,
now, that Brandon that you see that's coming in the video now, he's now the new leader at that assembly down there at that home fellowship. Brother Brandon is. Very humble man. And don't worry about it. We're going to help him get straightened out, too, if he means business with Yah. Oh, come on, son. You know how your daddy is. Come on. I'm not like these people. I ain't got to lie. I ain't got to falsify information and stuff. It is what it is. I'm here. And I'm going to say, what did Christian say? Shall we begin? Shall we begin? I know how it is. Let's get back in it again. Bring it on!
Every single day from day one. Right? We get there. We start at what, 5 in the morning, 6 in the morning?
Yeah.
He works until it's time for him to go to his job.
Straight away frame that.
Midnight, 1 o'clock at night?
Yes,
sir. And then right back up here at 5 or 6 o'clock every single day, not one complaint. So, you know, stuff like this can't be, you know, you can't underappreciate things like this. And it don't go unnoticed, man. Because you've been out here every day. Every day I've been here, he's been here. And even at times when I'm going on runs to the stores to get the materials and stuff we need, he's still working, man. So you can't say enough about true Israel that back up what they believe by their actions. You know, a lot of people do a lot of talking. And, you know, like I said a minute ago, the Bible clearly says that the harvest is plenty, but the laborers are few. But they ain't just talking about spiritual labor. It's talking about physical laborers, too. It is few in between, but it's an honor and a blessing to by actually being a part of that labor and to know people who are willing to truly labor and put their back, their time, their energy, and everything on the line purely out of love with no expectations in return. I mean, where do you see that today? You just don't. You just don't, you know? So, yeah, this is a quick video. More to come because we still got a long way to go, but look how far we came. And you can't get this accomplished unless you just got a whole lot of money in the world. You know what I mean? That's the only way to do it in the world is to just have a shitload of money, which we don't.
Oh, and let me see. And he admitted right there that they don't have a shitload of money because his mother-in-law sold her home. And that I know of, Sister Christina put at least $20,000 into this building project. At least $20,000. I mean, and we continue and we move on as the mule. Walked on. We got to get to that one.
You know what I mean? And you got to pay a bunch of people who don't give a crap that's going to come in and do a shitty job and charge you high dollars. You know what I mean? And so to be a part of something that is extremely unique for the saints, to be a part of watching something be created, you know, out of a thought, an idea, and then it becomes a design and then it becomes something physical so that the people of Yah can have somewhere to dwell and live. I mean, what an honor, man. I mean, that's just something that is not to be taken lightly or to be taken for granted. So, again, I can't say enough about Pastor Dow and all of Straightway and the love that this ministry has. So, all you other ministries, y'all keep talking all your shit and all your crap and all being religious as hell and worried about what somebody got on and whatever, man. You can have all that nonsense. We're going to produce fruit in this ministry. That's what we do.
They're down there. And I was sitting there thinking for a moment. I said, let me go to the Straightway South Carolina page, Straightway SC, and see what's going to happen. I went there and looked. Do you know that this elder removed every single building video and accolades from that sight that we have ever done for his own independent videos that he did. He removed every single one of them. And if I didn't copy the last video right here, you would have never even known that it was there. And I had permission to copy it. Why remove that? What are you insulating and trying to protect yourself from? Listen, Pastor, I ain't upset in the least bit. I promise you. Are you teach? I hope you let your mom and dad, I want your daddy. I want your daddy, Elder Austin, to watch this video, to watch this whole entire show. Watch, and you can sit there and referee all you want. Because if he's an older, wise man, he'll be able to see right through all that. Am I saying? Can you hear me? And, of course, the last time I was there at this this land, I was there with my young Ishai. I'm going to show y'all a picture of it. That's where the building was at then, right there. And she is pregnant with Kaya. See her? That's just the front part of the house. We had plans for the deck. You know what I mean? Finish it up, certain things. I mean, all kinds of stuff. So listen. Oh, I understand that, son. You're right. I believe me. Son, there's one thing you got to learn is that when your daddy is speaking, he know what the hell he's talking about. He know what he's doing. And you need to be following my lead, because I've proven to you and everybody else over 1,000 times over, besides your opinion, just sit down, listen, and learn and follow me, and I'll give you wisdom. Is that right? And y'all hear me? You seen that teach, right? And my Shy, she turns around and she goes, Choke said, yes, sir, that's the way you do it. And my youngest child, man, she turned around and go, what in the world? She said, look at this place. Summer, come here, Summer. Come here, Summer. Now, we got a delay in here, so she'll be in here in just a second. And you know what? We went up there, drove up there. We wasn't even up there. I guarantee we wasn't even up there a good 15, 20 minutes. We drove all the way up there from the community in Georgia. Went up there 15, 20 minutes and turned around and then turned and came back. Is that right?
That's true.
Is that right? What did you see when you went up there?
What, you mean on the inside of the house?
I mean, just the whole community in itself.
The community looked nice.
What did you see about the home community? Just explain it.
I mean, we went there. It's a lot of land. It looks like a really big home. The inside wasn't, you know, complete. There was still no walls and stuff like that, but...
She means she brought, you know what I mean?
Right.
Right.
But it looked like a really beautiful land. Nice,
you
know, for the
same. You can see the actual hand that your head,
yes,
as well as the brother, you see him in the video.
Yes.
That we sacrificed to do this.
Right.
We ain't playing no games. Mm-hmm. We ain't playing no games. We for real. How long did we stay there?
No more than 15, 20 minutes, like you said.
And then what do we do?
Went right back home.
Y'all hearing that? Elder Rupert says, besides the tabernacle, that's the biggest building straightway is built. That's over 3,000 square feet. It's close to it, Elder.
It is huge.
Out there, it's huge as shit. We up down in hall is pretty huge. It's got, you know what I mean? It's pretty damn big. All right, thank you, love.
Yeah.
But see, listen. I want y'all to understand something about straightway. We don't care if the world gets it or not. We don't care if y'all come to certain truths. We're not waiting for you to come to certain truths. Listen, I've got one life and one soul. That's all I have. You ain't my judge. I ain't your judge. But the judge is already judged in his word.
Yes.
And he tells us to judge righteous judgment. Did he not say that?
Yes.
You think that I'm going to sit up here and live a life of sin and waste my damn life away just so I can go burn in an eternal hell? You out of your damn mind. I mean, I may have been born at night, but it damn sure wasn't last night. You understand me? I ain't no damn fool. Ain't no way. Listen, I fear God. And he is the head and the savior and the salvation of not only my soul, but a lot of other people's soul that listen to me. And they follow me as I follow Christ. Nobody worships Pastor Dow. There's no way in hell I wouldn't let him do it any damn way. You trying to get me in trouble some shit? They follow me as I follow Christ, and they know that y'all's with me.
Yes.
And I know y'all's with them, and together, man, we're a powerful force. Teach, where was everybody at when it was just me, you, Mom and Dad, Dow, and Mother Carol, and Chuck and Lily? We was all sitting at the kitchen table.
Mm-hmm.
Remember the first time I met you?
Yeah.
We went over study, just simple study over the Sabbath day. That was it.
Yeah.
And you went to the Pentecostal church, and you told him what?
We're going to join this man at work 2 weeks.
You hear that? Yep. So I'm joining this man at work, been faithful with me ever since, and has not ever reneged on that word ever. Love not in word, but in deed. Don't give me that bullshit. Don't give me that bullshit. So, we said we're going to finish up a few words, then we go into the Lion's Den. Everybody want to know about Lion's Den? Look, listen, to get to the Lion's Den, type in Daniel Muir, M-U-I-R. Daniel Muir, M-U-I-R. Daniel is another. Daniel, I was sitting up there looking at you and Brother Brandon at that video. I said, good God of mercy. I mean, Daniel is just, I mean, that brother, his heart is big as he is.
Yeah.
It literally, truly is. But boy, he just like his pastor, man, that heart can turn real fast.
Yeah.
It can turn real fast, man. Good God. And man, I tell you, we look at him and Rob Mathis and all the brother up there, man. I mean, just beautiful. Daniel Muir played in the NFL for a while himself. But man, they catching flack up in Indiana. And because they catching flat, Pastor Dow's going to go to Indiana. As a matter of fact, I called the sheriff's department when all that shit was going on in Indiana. And I said, y'all keep doing that bullshit up there. I said, I tell you what, he wouldn't answer the phone. I left a message. And I said, I have 200 or 300 armed and suited booty Israelites up in that damn area, and we'll be there in a hard damn beat. That word got around town quick. We ain't got time to play no damn games. We don't. Mm-mm. We ain't bothering nobody. We want to live a quiet and peaceful life like anybody else do.
Yes.
But you ain't messing around with our damn family for no reason. You going to threaten them and you ain't going to do shit about it. You supposed to be the law? But you know, my brothers and sisters, hey, and every single one of y'all, listen, every single one of y'all that are giving tonight, and would y'all please make sure y'all smash the like button, hit the like button on this video, and please comment, like button, and share. Please share tonight's broadcast, because I want everybody to see this. I want the whole world to see this. Teach, we're going to get ready to roll right here, all right?
Okay.
Please do it. Man, I just I love my family. So, Brother Daniel, I don't know when. Let me get past. We're going to straightway with Kentucky. Well, mentioning them, we got two buildings that we getting ready to lay in block. Elder mentioned them already done the bottom half of it. We got two buildings. We're bringing our tents and our showers. It was a good time. We're going to bring some ammo, some guns. We'll do some shooting, too. We get finished at evening. But we get ready to go up there. We're finna lay it to the line. We get ready to lay it to the line. We're going to expedite these communities. Oh, I want to show y'all something. Me and Teacher. Damn, I didn't post it up today. I want everybody to know in Straightway Ministries. men teacher today went and bought a thing that will, man, is going to bless every single one of us. It ain't going to do it.
Amen.
We bought an implement that will be able to attach to the back of our tractor. You can put a farm fence post in it and use that controller, and you can hammer it into the ground without post hole digging, without concrete, without anything, and set up a fence. It will hammer it into the ground. Cost a lot of money, too. Every single community and homestead, if you need to use it, you're more than welcome. Because it will, but I'll tell you one thing, you would have to come here to Straightway and get a class. Because if you don't know what the hell you're doing, you can get hurt really bad on that thing. But we went and bought that thing where we can actually, it can drive posts into the ground. Move the tractor over and drive again. Man, we can put a fence all over Straightway. We can put a fence all over Straightway up in Indiana, Straightway Georgia, Straightway Kentucky. We can put, man, we can put a fence everywhere.
Yeah.
And do it in record time. Man, ain't that beautiful. So did Elder. We would have got that thing today. Me and Teacher, man, we would have got a lot of things today, didn't we? And I told Teacher, I said, man, we got this much funds in. How long did it take to spend it all? Just today. Glory to the King. And it's for, listen, and it's for all of Straightway.
Yes.
The only thing we're saying is, you would definitely have to come and get a class from us because we don't want none of y'all getting hurt. But if you use it the right way, it's a benefit.
Yes.
Put up electric fence, wooden fence. I mean, we can, man, just that implement alone saves so much time, money, energy, and effort, don't it?
Mm-hmm.
Just that alone. Anyway, we'll show it to you. We made a little bit of video. We'll put it up on Patreon. Let y'all check it out. And if you're not part of our Patreon community, consider come over and join us over on Patreon. I usually have in my videos behind me a link to my Patreon site right there. Consider joining up over there, okay? But anyway, we're going to get to rolling. We're going to show y'all something right here, what the book has to say, all right? Now, 1 John 2, verse 18 and 19, it says something. Let me get these right here. 1 John 2, verse 18, 19. Y'all ready? Also, I want y'all to listen to me very closely. Some of y'all know what this is. This is mine. Some of y'all don't know what it is. Many of you don't. My brother Gideon and I, we got one. We have, and we do, almost every feast. We offer skill classes. There's combative training, weapons, and I'm talking about serious weapons stuff. Knife fighting, we offer a plethora of things that we would teach you. You go on YouTube, people charge you $1,000 to go to these classes. And what we learned in the military, we're giving it to you. It ain't for free because you got to get here. You know what I mean? But we ain't charging you nothing for it. And Brother Gideon, Brother Brett, Brother Dre, our Navy SEAL, we have an Army Ranger, a Navy SEAL man. And I tell people all the time, you only need one ranger to train a whole damn community, man. You're good. Are you following? You only need just one ranger to train the whole community, and you got the best defense in the damn world. That's it. And we ain't playing around. We got ex-people. You know, people who used to box and do all that. We got some stuff in this ministry. All right, let's roll. Let's roll with it, all right? Let's roll with it. 1 John 2, verse 18 and 19. Come on with it, teach.
Little children.
Uh-huh.
It is the last time.
It is the what?
Last.
Nicole Gordon, I see you in here. Woman, who in the hell do you think your ass is? You sent my Ishaya naked pictures of your damn boyfriend's penis. What the hell's wrong with you? Are you sick? You better hope I don't get the chance to see you. What kind of demented damn mindset do you got? What the hell's wrong with this damn generation? And not only did you do that, but you sent it to every damn body that was part of your friends or whatever it is. This is a sick, crazy-ass damn world. What the hell's wrong with y'all out there? I mean, am I born in the wrong time or something? Is this shit acceptable? I got a younger child who want to go to your ass. I'm telling you that right now. Get her ass out of here. Ban her. Block her. Get her ass up out of here. A wicked ass. Go somewhere else. I'm sorry, Teach. I thought I seen that.
It is the last time.
Man, sick ass women, man. What the hell? Anyway, I'm sorry, man. What's wrong with you damn women out there? It's past damn demonic with the shit y'all got going on. I got to be careful and hold my resolve for some of the things I really want to say. All right. You know, trifling. Trifling and shh. Ain't even a damn word. First John 2:18. Come on, Teach.
It is the last time.
It is the what kind of time?
Last time.
Read on.
And as you have heard, that Antichrist shall come. Even now, are there many Antichrists?
And so you're going to hear that Antichrist shall come, but even now there are many what?
Antichrists.
Read on.
Whereby?
Whereby?
We know.
We know. I want y'all to listen to this. We know.
That it is the last time. They.
Now, they is plural.
Yeah.
Right?
They. Yeah.
Listen, let's explain they. They who was once with us, now they're no longer with us. They, plural. They what?
Went out from us.
They went out from what?
From us.
Come on.
But they were not of us.
But they were not what?
Of us.
Come on.
For if they had been of us, they would have no doubt.
What are they going to do? They would have what?
They have no doubt. Continue with us.
Now listen, if people were of us, why in the hell would you leave us in the first damn place? I'm sorry that we don't live life according to your dictates, mandates, rules, and regulations and guidelines. We live according to Yah. You ain't hating on us, you hating on Yah. But Yah said, there's a reason why you people leave and depart. Why, Teach, read on.
But they went out. They went out. They went out. That they might be made manifest.
That they might be made what?
Manifest.
Clearly seen and known that what?
That they were not all of us.
When people turn around and turn and leave like Ed Austin them have, Ed Austin said, I'm going to exercise my option, I'm just going to leave.
His option.
Uh-huh. You know, the only thing you did was just manifest that you ain't never really truly been with us. Teach, I can't leave you. I'm torn at the hip, man. I mean, like, weld it together, man. I can't leave you. I can never leave you, man. You ain't never give me a reason. I'm never giving you a reason.
No.
And even if it is, you still got mercy and grace?
Oh, yes.
I can't do it, man. You're my brother.
Amen.
Period. To the damn end. That's it.
Yes.
Period.
Yes.
And when we get to the kingdom, we in the kingdom.
Y'all put it together. Not man put
it asunder. I'm not ever leaving that man. That man ain't going, no, I ain't never leaving him. Uh-uh. And I'll say this to you, Israel, I ain't never leaving you either. My mind, his mind, has been made up a long damn time ago. The decision has already been made and the die has been cast.
Yeah.
period. The die has been cast. Come on! Elder Rufus, I ain't gonna never leave you. Never do it. Yeshiah, I ain't never leaving you. All you heads of community, every single one of you, everybody here straightway, Pastor Dow ain't going nowhere. The only time that I will ever leave any of you, and it's only for a short period of time, that includes you too, Ranger. Y'all hear me? Is when the king takes the breath out of this earth suit until we are raised together again resurrection morning.
Amen.
Now, when he said, I'll never leave you or forsake you, you can take that all the way to the thousand times bank because, you see, he was here, and then he turned around and sent his Ruach, and he never left us or forsaken us.
True.
When he said he'll be with you all the way to the end,
yeah.
He mean what he said. I'm following his coattail.
Amen.
Our mind is made up.
Yes.
The decision has been made. It's done. There ain't no what if for us. This is it.
Amen.
I have over the years have suffered false witnesses, false brothers, liars. I mean, damn. If I've done something, at least let me tell it my own damn self. I'm a grown-ass man. There ain't a damn man in this world I'm afraid of. It ain't a damn thing in this world. I got some things I'm ashamed of.
Oh, we all have.
But you ain't going to make me feel ashamed. I promise you that shit. We go ahead in the same damn condition. Man, I love all of you. I love you enough to tell you the truth. That's the reason why I love you. I don't want nobody in this ministry to be hurt. None of you. In any way, shape, fashion, or form. But we here. We are here. Oh, boy. Let's go to 2 Timothy chapter 4, verse 10. I want y'all to listen to this. Man, is this guy already, is he all the way up? Or is he just teetering? Man, I can't say enough about Brother Freeman's family. My granddaughter, Nadia. Bobby, man, she comes over and cooks so good for us, man.
Oh, yeah.
I'm sorry, Freeman. Sometimes I just want to go back out and just slap shit out of Bobby. But then I'm just so weak from eating her food, so I just walk out down the hall with my head down shaking.
Yeah.
Bobby, it don't make no sense how good Bobby can cook.
Yeah.
It don't make no sense.
So nourishing.
Man, it don't. And Brother Ray, how he cooks, it don't. We have such a beautiful family in this ministry.
Yes.
Hey, a little bit. He stirred up, ain't he? Come on, 2 Timothy 4, verse 10. Come on with it. We got a man by the name. He got a certain name. And his character traits is that he forsakes us. Read on.
For Demas.
Who?
Demas.
What'd he do?
Has forsaken me.
Oh, shoot. Don't tell me Paul had to deal with this stuff.
Oh, yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Why?
Having loved this present world.
Oh, so Demas forsake because he loved his world.
His present world, yeah.
Was he austere? Or austere?
No.
Huh? See, when you go on the way of the damn world, you are a fool.
Yes.
Trade your damn wicked ass over this sorry ass damn world.
Loving the world.
Shit getting worse and things going bad to worse every damn day. I'm sorry, folks. This ain't Christianity. We're not Christians. Never have professed to be. Ain't gonna be. We are Israelites, true Israelites. We're not no damn camps out there either. We're straight up Israel.
Yes.
Peace Journey, thank you for joining Patreon over there. Appreciate it. You're gonna learn a lot. Go to 1 Timothy chapter 1, verse 18, 19, and 20. 1 Timothy chapter 1, verse 18, 19, and 20. Bro, Steve up in Canada, man, he's me doing it. Oh, he rolled, he went on down to verse 10, didn't he? The part be the Thessalonica Christian to Galatia and Titus to Dalmatia. Come on with it, teach.
This charge I commit unto thee.
Wait a minute. A what? A charge?
A charge.
A charge. So it's 2 Timothy?
1 Timothy.
1 Timothy chapter 1, verse 18, 19, 20. Read on.
This charge I commit unto thee.
What is this charge that is so committed?
Son Timothy.
Son? You know I'm going to stop right there. Am I not old enough to be your daddy, Elder Austin? Have I not been a better father, your natural father ever has been? Oh, he may have been a biological donor and stuff, but he ain't been a father to you like I have. You hear that, daddy? Read on.
According to the prophecies which were before on thee.
So there was prophecy that went before then that was on him, right?
Mm-hmm.
Come on, read.
That you by them might war a good warfare.
What kind of warfare?
A good warfare.
Not just a mediocre warfare.
But a good warfare.
Not just any warfare.
But a good warfare.
A good warfare. Come on.
Holding faith.
Holding what?
Faith.
Come on.
And a good conscience.
A good what?
Conscience.
Of what?
Which some having put away.
Wait. You mean tell me there are people that put away a conscience?
Good conscience.
You know, Kabir, I talked to Brother Kabir and Daniel this week. Rob sent me a couple of videos, and Kabir is just literally shaking his head. He said, I can't believe this. I literally can't believe this. Daniel is beside himself. He's like, I can't wrap my mind around this. You know, That those men done made more money we ever gonna make in a lifetime. You know that, right? And yet and still, they're in Israel. They did all that to be Israel. Mm-hmm. Y'all know them that he is?
Yes.
Let me tell you something. Y'all don't give a damn how rich or how poor your ass is. He gonna get you.
Yes.
Did he not get the rich young ruler?
Oh, yeah.
Huh? Who is that little bitty guy that's a rich man? He had to go hide up in a, he had to go climb up in a tree. Huh? Y'all got him too, didn't he? Man, read on, teach.
Which some have been put away concerning faith have made shipwreck.
Now, anybody know what a shipwreck is? See, what this is concrete Hebrew right here. What they're doing is trying to show you how devastating this is. Zacchaeus, you got that right. Trying to show you how devastating this is when you put away from the faith.
Yes.
Man, why would people do that? Read on.
Of whom is Hymenaeus?
Hymenaeus?
Hymenaeus.
Well, we got names?
We got names.
We call the names.
Call names.
Are you sure we call it? We already called Demas, right?
Yeah.
Paul called Demas.
Yes.
Now he's calling Hymenaeus and who else?
And Alexander.
And Alex. Paul called names?
Oh, yeah, it's written.
Oh, so some of you want to get upset because I call Ed Austin names. I ain't like y'all. I'm not a damn coward. Mom and Dad died, they ain't never breed no damn men, young boys with damn yellow streaks running up their back. We talk as men, live as men, and I expect every man in straightway to speak and talk as men. We are brethren. The last thing we're going to do is sit up there and fight and have discord amongst brethren. Does that make sense, or I say something wrong? But damn, we still going to talk as men. Read on.
Whom I have delivered unto Satan.
Ooh, who do Paul think he is? He delivered unto Satan?
Yes.
Who do Paul think he is, though? Paul must have had a special place to be able to deliver people. Apostles, prophets, evangelists, pastors, and teachers, you better be careful. Because what I am and what my calling is, it's not always mentioned in old, but it's mentioned in new. Last thing you want me to do is deliver you to Satan. Well, pass down, please. Or whatever. Call it whatever you may be. I promise you one of that. I promise you that. I definitely have delivered people to Satan, and they have received their reward.
Ooh, yeah.
That I promise you.
Yes, it's true. It's very true.
You people something else, man.
Oh, boy.
There he is.
There he is.
You settle down, man. Look.
Look at it. He's getting big, isn't he? Look. The next warrior in Israel. Look at him.
Woo-hoo. Say hi, Scott. You just woke up, didn't you? Pulling your hair out over here, too, ain't you, boy?
Look at him. That's Hezekiah. Say, my name is Hezekiah. Say, hey, Hezekiah. I am Hezekiah Dowell. Hi, Israel.
Mm-hmm. Oh, boy. Now, I want y'all to see these legs. Look at them legs. All right, man. All right, let me get you back to mom. Say, bless the little brother. Shalom, son. Daddy love you. Oh, Jesus. Come on.
That they may learn not to blaspheme.
So the whole purpose to turn them over to Satan so they don't learn how to do what?
Blaspheme.
Blaspheme. Now, I'm going to ask you right now, does it look like that Pastor Dow or anybody in Straightway is trying to do anything in a damn corner? In any way, shape, fashion, or form? All right, come on with it, Teach. Let's go to 3 John, chapter 1, verses 5 through 10. 3 John, chapter 1, verses 5 through 10. We're going to finish it up right here, saints. We're done. Sorry I didn't get to y'all phone calls here tonight, but that's okay. We may take them next week, all right? Lion's Den, I believe, is up next. Listen, Israel, with all humility, I appreciate each and every last one of you who are giving by way of Cash App, Super Chat, and PayPal.
Yes.
Your offers are not forgotten. We usually reply to each and every last one of you. Thank you, thank you, thank you, because you're Israel. And I know that the Most High Yah has laid it upon your heart to give to the work of the ministry. And I will tell you, I promise you, that whatever comes in here, it will be used for the work of the ministry.
Yes.
Promise you that. People ask, how are we able to do so much? Because we ain't spending on Lear jets.
No.
I mean, Clever Old Jolla, he asked for a $60 million jet. Shit, I would just like to be able to have a Cessna. Shoot. Nevertheless, I don't have to have all that. I can just pay a few little dollars and won't use their jets.
Yes.
Got to be on some restrictions and controls and all that other stuff. I don't mind. As long as I get from point A to point B. What y'all need to do is pray for Most High Yah to give us a big old boat so we can just take the seas and take to the water and go everywhere we need to go. Huh? Come on, Teach. It was 80 million. Oh, Jesus. That's an abomination. Do you know what I could do with $80 million? You know, Satan, that's the last thing he wants. The last thing he wants. Put $80 million in my hand, and I'll tell you what, we're giving Satan's kingdom a run for his money on this earth. They ain't going to like that at all. Because we got people in this ministry who know how to take that $80 million and turn it and make it 10 times over what that is, plus Israel prospering. Well, we'd damn sure be a mighty nation, wouldn't we? Having that kind of clout? Oh, gee, come on, Teach.
Beloved, thou doest faithful whatsoever thou doest to the brethren and to strangers.
So, whatever you're being faithful, you do it unto the brethren and unto strangers. Come on.
Which have borne witness of your charity before the assembly, whom if you bring forward on their journey after a godly sort, thou shalt do well.
Come on.
Because that for his name's sake they went forth, taking nothing of the Gentiles.
Read.
We therefore ought to receive such that we might be fellow helpers of the truth.
Receive, sir, that you might be fellow helpers of the what?
Up to the truth.
Come on.
I wrote unto the assembly, but Diotrephes.
Who?
Diotrephes.
So, this is John. He wrote unto the assembly, but there's somebody by the name of Diotrephes. What did Diotrephes do?
Who loves to have the preeminence among them.
He want to be first. Mm. He want to be put up on the high seat.
Yes.
But not only that, but he just loves to have that.
Preeminence.
Oh, man. What a wicked spirit. Come on.
Receives us not.
He don't even receive the people who Yah has appointed and anointed. Read on.
Wherefore, if I come, I will remember his deeds, which he does.
Woo! Paul talking shit, ain't he? No, this is John. John talking shit. Damn! Well, these men, boy, these men are Yah something else, ain't it? Who do you think they are talking like that? Man, read on.
I will remember his deeds, which he does.
What he did?
Prating against us with malicious words. There's
a bunch of people talking shit out here in this world. Come on.
And not content therewith.
Mm.
Neither does he himself receive the brethren.
Isn't that something? So if somebody even tried to entreat, they still ain't going to receive. Come on.
And forbids them that would.
So the people that would entreat, he forbids them. Come on.
And cast them out of the assembly.
That's a damn thing. That is just, anyway. Teach, I think we laid it to the line tonight. I think we laid it to the line. Listen, I bless you all. I really, truly do. Love you all greatly. But Lion's Den coming up. Daniel Muir and them, I love to hear Lion's Den, Brother Daniel and them, what he got to say. I'm sure they do, man. On fire. On fire and love y'all. And don't mind telling you, I love them brothers with all my heart. I do. I love them all up there in Straightway, Indiana. Brother Daniel, Rob Mathis, Brother Lee, Brother Samuel and all them, man. Man, all the brothers, every Trey, Dre, every one of them all up there, man. Man, Brandon, all of them up there, man. Just, man, come on, Israel. Come on, Israel. Let's go, champ. Come on, Georgia. Let's go, champ, Brother Tim. Let's go, champ. Let's go, champ. I can't even begin to say it. How do you say it any better than that, Teach? Well, what we're going to do is we're going to go ahead and end this broadcast tonight. Y'all get ready. Lion's Den, Daniel Muir. Remember, type in on YouTube, Daniel Muir. Daniel, you know, Daniel, I get Daniel's Lion's Den, Muir, M-U-I-R. He's on Facebook, simulcasting over there on YouTube. Y'all be able to hear the Lion's Den. Coming in tonight, the Lion's Den. We're going to sing y'all out. Elohim Israel. It's coming, believe me. We just got to modify it, all right? We love y'all. Shabbat Shalom, the King. It's coming.